Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Well, no doubt this sport is filled with unsung heroes, the reason we created this segment in the first place. And today I have the privilege of welcoming yet another unsung hero. And maybe she doesn't fit the mold of being somebody who, like a groom or a hot walker, doesn't find themselves in the spotlight often, because she does. She gets her share of attention, and rightfully so, because her work is so critical and so vital to the success of our sport. And I'm talking about Anna Ford with New Vocations Racehorse Adoption Program, and it was founded in 1992. Anna and the team have done remarkable work finding homes for retired racehorses, both thoroughbred and standardbred, and she is this week's unsung hero. Anna, thanks for taking some time. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And thank you for all the work that you do. It's a passion of love. I know that. We have talked many times over the years. How did the idea for New Vocations come about?
Well, like you said, we founded New Vocations in 1992. Actually, my mom, Dot Morgan, our executive director, she founded it. And, you know, that's going to be 30 years next year. So we're getting ready to celebrate our 30-year anniversary. But back then, you know, 30 years ago, racehorse adoption and aftercare just wasn't even something that was mainstream, right? And at the time, there was the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation, which was doing a wonderful job providing long-term sanctuary retirement for horses. But there really wasn't anybody out there taking on the horses that could go on to second careers and transitioning them, you know, so they could be adopted and have a next career. And so that's where the concept came from. At the time, my mom was a 4-H advisor, and she was running the family farm, and basically learned that through broodmares coming to their farm and whatnot, she'd jump on a van and see who else was on the van, you know, going, where are they going, who's this horse? And several times, you know, she saw that there was thoroughbreds on there that were being retired and given away. Where they were going, I don't think they were going to bad places, but the fact that they were being given away just stuck on in her mind, and she said, oh my gosh, we got these amazing athletes, these amazing horses that are being given away. And she knew that, at least in the community that we were in, there was a lot of good homes and good riders, and whether they were younger or older, that simply couldn't afford a fancy, you know, show horse, but they could transition a horse to be a good show horse, but they didn't have the funds, you know, upfront funds. And so that's where the idea came together of bridging that gap of, well, geez, if we could take on these horses, rehab them if they need rehabbed, give them some transitional training, and then place them up for adoption and make them affordable for individuals, you know, that would be a great service to be able to provide not only the racing industry, but the people that, you know, are looking for good, affordable horses.
When it started like that, and that was wonderful the way you laid it all out, but when it started like that and your mom thought about this idea and had these conversations with you guys, did you ever imagine that you'd be sitting here today, some 30 years later, and being able to look back on the success and being able to say, we now have locations and bases. You have a base in Lexington, but you have locations all over the country now. Would you ever think that you'd be in this position?
No, no, not at all. I mean, it started off as my mom would say, as just like a personal mission, and then turned into something way larger than that. And I definitely did not see my, you know, at that time in my life, I obviously grew up in the horse industry and had a passion for horses, but did not see myself as running the program down the road. So no, it's definitely grown into something way larger and than what we expected. And, you know, nowadays, you know, we keep looking, we're like, we've embraced the fact that it's needed and we want to keep it growing. You know, we want to keep growing with the need.
Why is a organization like New Vocations so critical to aftercare and to the success and longevity of a sport like thoroughbred racing, standardbred racing, whatever it might be?
Sure. Well, I think in today's world, you know, both thoroughbred and standardbred industries are struggling as far as fan base and getting new owners in. You know, our culture today, society, people really care about their animals and whether it's their pets or whether it's the food they're eating, you know, like just the whole animal awareness and how animals are treated in general. I've always used the analogy that, you know, like there's way more vegetarians these days than ever before, right? You know, than 30 years ago, people just simply care more about horses or care more about animals. And that spills over, you know, to horse racing. And so when you're looking at, you know, trying to draw in more fans and owners, and they're questioning, well, what's the welfare of the horse, both while they're on the track, but then also what happens to them when they leave? That's where the aftercare is so crucial, because it's important that the industry is embracing it, right? Way more than we were 30 years ago, that when the horses leave the track, that they have a soft landing, whether it's to go into a second career through an aftercare program or to be permanently retired at an aftercare, you know, facility. We have to be able to show that every horse is going to have that opportunity to do one of those two things. And if we aren't able to show that that's happening, then new owners and new fans just aren't going to want to participate in the business.
Anna, how many horses have you been able to place with new owners and find them a new career?
It's close to set. We're moving towards 7,500.
Wow.
And we've been increasing that, like our average number last year was a huge year, despite COVID. You know, we're all concerned about what was going to happen. And we had our largest year ever. We moved 500 horses through our program and carried over like another 120 to this year, which most of them have already found homes. So we need to do a lot more than that. It's still a large number, but you know, we need to do more than that.
So how does it work? If somebody has a horse that they're going to retire from racing and they would like that horse to have an opportunity, a second career, how does the whole process work?
It's fairly simple. They can contact us here at New Vocations. They can look on our website, newvocations.org. It has all of our contact details there, whether it's email or phone number. And, you know, we specifically work directly with owners and trainers that want to retire their horses directly off the track or from a training center. And so they contact us. They say, hey, we have a horse that we want to retire, and we'll send them. There's a simple, what we call donor form that they fill out that gives us all the information on the horse and them and where the horse is located and any, you know, injuries or anything like that we need to know for rehab purposes. Once we have all of that information, then we circle back with them or whoever has the horse to, you know, let them know which facility can then take that horse. And so it's fairly simple. I mean, there is a little bit of some, you know, paperwork to fill out, as there is with anything, because the horse is transferred. You're basically, when you donate a horse to New Vocations, you're transferring the ownership to us, so that, you know, you have a little paperwork with that. But we try to make it as simple as possible. And, you know, we work with some great programs. For instance, you know, Take the Lead up in New York. If anyone's racing at any NYRA racetracks, they are there on the grounds to help with that process, with everything from the paperwork to the shipping and everything. So they make it really easy for the trainers that are running at NYRA tracks.
Visiting with Anna Ford, she is this week's unsung hero, presented by Claiborne, for all the great work that she, her mom and the team do with New Vocations. It is a racehorse adoption program, as you're hearing. Anna, tell me about some of your favorite success stories you like to tell people. I know there's a lot of special horses and a lot of special stories, but what are a couple of the ones that you like to share with people when you talk about New Vocations?
Sure. So I always talk about Sam P because he was a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby in 2006 or 7, I believe. Mandy Pope bred him. He ended up racing with Starlight, and I don't think maybe ran 13th or something in the Derby. But anyhow, he went on to be a pretty successful dressage mount. And that story always sticks with me because most people feel, you know, you wouldn't think that a horse running in a Derby would ever need aftercare, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, even if you're running in the Derby, you never know, that horse might need aftercare. And so we were fortunate, you know, we felt very blessed that he came through us and that we could, we use him as an ambassador a lot of times because, you know, he had such a high profile racing history. We currently have one right now, speaking about Derby runners, named Money Moves, who ran the Derby last year. And so he ran for Todd Pletcher and La Penta, and he sustained a soft tissue injury, came to us. We've been rehabbing him for that, and he's going to be going up for adoption fairly soon. But again, who would have thought that you could in 2021 adopt a horse that ran in the Derby in 2020? So those are two stories that, you know, I think are pretty cool. And then we've had a lot of different horses go on to be, whether it's higher level or even lower level. I know we've got one now named Vernet that was a Judmont bred colt that was then gelded. And he simply just wasn't showing that he could race at the level that they wanted him to race at. And I know he's competing this weekend up in upstate New York at some of those A-level competitions. And he's been competing down in Wellington and has been winning those thoroughbred classes and then competing against the warmbloods and doing quite well, too. So he's definitely one that we're going to be following and watching because he's, you know, showing at that higher level.
Well, that's so cool. Do you ever get a horse that somebody says, you know, maybe a little girl says, hey, I would love to have this horse in my backyard and, you know, just have a horse, and I think that this horse would be really cool? Or do they have to have another career set up before you let them go?
You know, the majority of the horses that we adopt out are going on to doing something, but some type of career, but it does range, you know. So there, it might be a horse that somebody just wants to trail ride on a casual basis. And then you'll have others that want to do something highly competitive, but it does range. And we've had a handful that will go on to being what you'd call companion animals, or maybe a buddy for another horse. So maybe they have a show horse that, you know, they've only got one at the farm and they want it to have a buddy. So we have, you know, a handful that will be adopted out like that on an annual basis. And it's always great because, you know, we do have horses that sustain injuries at the track that are completely comfortable with living their life out, turned out. But as far as, you know, riding them and having that second career, that might be a different story. So they're hard to find, you know, those type of homes. Horses are fairly expensive to maintain, yeah, whether you're riding them or not. But we definitely have had those homes for sure.
Well, she brings a lot of credentials to the table, does Anna Ford. She is a world champion equestrian. She is a proud Ohio State Buckeye as well, and now she is very proud of the work that they have done with New Vocations. What do you think you're probably most proud of, Anna, when you think about everything you've accomplished?
Oh, geez. I think the thing I would be most proud of is the facility here in Lexington, which we broke ground on in 2015. You know, our satellite facilities in Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and Louisiana, and soon to be Florida, we work out of facilities that are pre-existing and that we partner with or we lease. And this facility is one that we were able to create and develop and build from the ground up. It took huge effort by a lot, you know, everyone on our team, and it brought together a large list of donors and industry supporters to financially, you know, pull it off. We raised over $2.5 million to do it. And it's really a showcase place here in Lexington, which needed to have, you know, a state-of-the-art retraining and rehab facility for retired racehorses. And so, yeah, I'd be the most proud of that because it was a huge undertaking. It's something that is visible and people can come and see, and we give tours, and whether you're just a casual fan or if you're somebody that's participating in the racing industry, anybody that comes out here, they just get an instant great glimpse of like what aftercare is about and what it takes to take these athletes and rehab them and retrain them and get them, you know, into their next career. So new vocations at Mereworth Farm, that would be what I would say.
Yeah, and you can learn more about that location and all of their locations and what the program is all about by visiting horseadoption.com. Anna Ford with New Vocations, a true unsung hero in the sport of thoroughbred racing. You do wonderful work, Anna. The entire team there does. Keep up the great work and continued success moving forward. Congratulations on being this week's unsung hero.
Well, thank you so much. I feel honored.
All right. Thanks, Anna. Anna Ford here on Unsung Heroes presented by Claiborne. I'm back right after this word from Claiborne Farm.
Deep in the heart of horse country, from these Kentucky hills has sprung a legacy rivaled by few. From the all-time greats of yesterday to the breed-shaping bloodlines of today, our roots hold strong with the promise of tomorrow. For over a century, our passion has guided us to where we stand and everything we stand for. Claiborne Farm. The tradition continues.